Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Arkham Files, an actual play Call of Cthulhu RPG podcast, featuring Donovan Ballard as Dr. Simeon Kantstanjevitz.
All right, guys, give me this brick. I'm going to throw it through a window.
Sam Morrison as Major Frederick Aloysius Bakersfield.
They didn't call me the actor in the war for nothing.
Abel Morrison as Officer Billy McConnell.
He's only been dead for a couple hours, and yet he looked days dead.
Seth Morrison as Tallahassee Turner.
I gotta practice my getaway driving for the first time ever.
Peter Morrison as Dominic Drunkard.
I'm begging you, please just tell my friend the truth.
There's always mysterious murders around here. Welcome to Arkham, buddy.
Now grab onto some dice and your sanity. Let's roll.
We head back to the house on Water Street, where Tallahassee Turner is watching out the window at figures outside on the darkening street. Major Bakersfield is still exploring the backyard, though he is starting to head back inside, feeling that his expedition in the backyard might be in vain. Dom Drunkard, you have dialed the number that you found on the business card belonging to a Ricky Dubois, and the phone is ringing, and it rings a few times before there's a click and it is answered on the other end. And you hear,
"Hello, Arkham Gazette, how may I help you?"
"Hello, I'm looking for Ricky Dubois."
"Hello?"
"I'm looking for Ricky Dubois."
"Dubois. Okay, thank
yes.
you. Hold, please."
"Mr. Ricky Dubois, reporter of arts and music."
"Hey, Ricky Dubois! Hey, Ricky! The birds for you, Ricky! Get over here, Dubois!"
I don't even know how to respond to this.
"Yeah, she's coming. Please hold for just 1 minute."
"Yeah.
Wiggy."
Okay.
"There's someone on the telephone."
"Shut up, Mom."
You hear that in the background. And you hear, it's quiet for a second, and then you hear somebody pick up the phone.
"Hello? Hey, how you doing?
yeah. This is Jazz Man.
Hello, is this Mr. Ricky Dubois?
This is Ricky Dubois.
Jazz Man?
Ricky, you don't know me, but we share a mutual friend. And I'm afraid to tell you that Anna Fairbairns is in serious trouble. She needs your help.
All right. Hold it. Okay, so wait, you said, Anna Fairbairns? Yeah, sorry, this is Ricky Dubois. They call me Jazz Man. I'm usually on the jazz, on the music beat.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so who did you say?
Anna Fairbairns.
Anna Fairbairns? Okay, yeah, have you seen her?
That's what I was calling to ask you. Listen, Ricky, we don't have time to mess around here. Anna is in serious trouble. When's the last time that you saw her?
She's in serious trouble? Well, it's been,
Yes.
It's been, a couple weeks. She was supposed to meet me. But she never showed up. But I haven't heard from her since.
Where was she supposed to meet you at?
Okay.
You guys hear Tallahassee Turner standing there by the door, and you and you heard that come from Tallahassee Turner.
Oh, he's speaking hobo language.
What's going on?
Okay, so Bakersfield, you hear Tallahassee make some weird noise over by the door. Sounds somewhat familiar. As you start walking over to Dom Drunkard, as you hear him having a conversation with somebody on the phone. And, sorry, Dom, Ricky responds to you. He says,
Yeah, we're just supposed to meet at a coffee shop. We're supposed to have a talk. She said she had some big scoop for me. You know, she got in touch. She met me, she came into the paper one day. Nobody else really wanted to hear from her. They thought she sounded crazy, but, you know, I mean, I've been looking for something to branch out for music. So I let her come back. I listened to her story a little bit. She said she had a big scoop for me.
Well, I'm afraid that talking to you may have gotten her in serious trouble, Ricky. Now I need you to tell me, and tell me fast, what part of her story did she tell you?
She said... Now look, what she was saying to me is that her brother had some real big connections to some important people in town. Stuff that people wouldn't want to hear about, or that they wouldn't want getting out. But she said he had connections that... Everybody thought he was a nobody, but he had connections that went all the way to the top. She said she even mentioned the mayor.
What's that guy's name again?
Mass Idell.
No, not him.
Oh.
Vance. Bob Vance.
Harmon Vance.
Harmon Vance. Her brother Harmon.
No, not Harmon.
Which brother?
She told me this. I'll tell you. I mean, the other people thought she was crazy, but I believe her. No, Fairbairns is, that's a married name. Fairbairns, some guy who ran out on her. Her maiden name is Tomaszewski.
Whoa.
Her brother's the Miskatonic Mangler.
Holy schnit.
That's what I said. That's quite the scoop.
So the part of the story she told you was about Tomaszewski's connection to the mayor. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, she said her brother had that. He wasn't just some crazy guy acting alone. He had these connections. People were pushing him. You know, besides Corbett, that Corbett was tied up all with all kinds of people, and it went all the way to the top.
Did she mention a man named Goodman Gray?
No, I didn't hear that. She just said important people in town, and she did mention the mayor. So look, do you have any idea what happened to her or where she went?
I look over at the dried blood drag marks going towards the back door, and I say, I've got a pretty good idea.
Oh my god. Amazing.
Listen.
Oh man.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, you said she's in trouble. Like, what can we do here?
Mr. Dubois, it is very important. Tell me, did the coffee shop she told you to meet her at, was that O'Malley's?
Yeah. Yeah, that was the one.
Well, I am afraid to tell you that you may be also in some very serious danger. I think it is very important that we meet presently. Meet me at O'Malley's, and we will explain more in... How long should we give him? Like, tomorrow morning, or...
I guess you guys aren't in the room. Having.
What do you mean I'm in danger?
I mean that Anna is missing. And anybody that knows anybody who knows her story may go the same way as Anna if they do not seek protection.
All right.
Can you tell me anything else? Can you tell me anything else that Anna told you?
She just said that she was going to bring photos and stuff of her and him and prove that they were related. You know, she had papers and photos and things of her with Tomaszewski. So, back up her story, and then she was going to tell me whatever these connections were. But, I don't know, man.
And she didn't get you the papers or the photos?
No, that's what she was supposed to do when we met up. That was just, we had that initial conversation, then we tried to set up another meeting, and then she never showed.
Did she tell you where she kept the papers or the photos?
No, she didn't say anything like that.
All right, well, Ricky, I would suggest that you seek some form of protection.
Yeah, man, I know how to take care of myself, all right? I'm from New Orleans. I got into a few scraps down there, but all right.
You may want to get out of town for a few
who
weeks.
Who am I talking to, exactly? Who is this?
My name is...
Dom.
Dom? My name is Major Bakersfield.
All right, Major Bakersfield.
My name is Tallahassee Turner.
Hero. Oh my gosh, the world famous explorer, my name author is, extraordinaire.
Yes, my name is Tallahassee Turner. You may recognize me or remember me from my adventures. Most recent book, Tallahassee Turner and Finding Anna's Dead Body in Her Home.
Wait, that hasn't come out yet. Spoiler alert?
All Spoiler right, alert.
Okay, so
all right.
You want me to try and meet you tomorrow, or should I get out of town? Look, I think I better be making myself scarce from what it sounds like. But look, man, I want this story.
Is there anything else we can learn from
it? I mean, if there's anything else to confirm what she was talking about, it sounds like we got something real to follow here.
Do you know if anybody else was involved?
That's all I know. That's everything she told me.
Well, I would suggest that you make yourself scarce. Maybe head back down to New Orleans, and get yourself, a nice vacation for a few weeks until this settles down.
Like I said, I can take care of myself, all right? But look, man, I can't leave while this story's... I mean, we got something here, man. This can make me get out of the music beat, so...
All right, well, meet me at O'Malley's tomorrow... Meet me at O'Malley's at tomorrow... Why can't I speak?
I can't talk tonight.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Meet me at O'Malley's tomorrow at 8 a.m., and anything you find between now and then, we'll swap information. Remember,
yeah,
I'm Tallahassee Turner.
Okay,
I'll be the guy who looks
off.
Super douchey.
Oh, I know. I'm aware.
Exactly.
All right, yeah. I'll meet you there. 8 a.m. O'Malley's tomorrow.
See you then. Bring any information you find between now and then.
Yeah, same.
He hangs up.
We hang up.
Okay, so Dom Drinkard, you hang up the phone, and... Bakersfield, you're standing there over near him, trying to hear as much as you could over the receiver. You guys happen to have noticed that after a few seconds or so, a minute or so after Tallahassee had his odd little outburst, you saw a strange glinting shimmer run over his skin.
Ooh,
maybe it was a trick of the light. Maybe, I don't know, maybe a trick of the light. Or maybe something else.
Is that shirt made of diamonds?
Nah, that's my skin shining through my shirt.
Your skin is made of diamonds?
Yeah, you want to come take a touch?
Yeah, I want to touch your skin.
Here, touch my skin.
Whoa, this skin is made of diamonds.
That's super stiff too, right?
This is some super stiff, diamondy skin.
Stop talking about diamond skin.
Hey, Dom.
Dom, come feel this.
Dom, come feel my
skin. You're not going to believe this. Tallahassee has diamond skin again.
This case will take some actual investigation. You can't just diamond skin your way out of everything.
Sure you can. You just run into the fray and blow them all up.
You can't bench press your way out of
this. Hey, this is Ricky Jazzman Dubois. Did I hear someone say diamond skin?
It's diamond skin down
Ricky,
here.
Ricky, you're not going to believe this. When you meet with him tomorrow, you're going to see some diamond skin.
Ooh, silky smooth.
You can't diamond skin your way out of this one.
Hey, Ricky Dubois, you wouldn't happen to know the human horn Shuby Taylor, would you?
Oh. Does this answer your question? Shri shri shoo shwa shoo shbla la da da da.
Oh my goodness! All
right, he disappears. Okay. All right. So yes, you saw that shimmer. What do you guys do?
We go over and we yell at Tallahassee.
Well, I say, guys, I think we're in for some trouble.
Why?
There's like 10 people outside coming towards the house.
Why didn't you tell us
this
earlier?
You were supposed to go
casting a spell, bro.
I'm glad you took care of yourself.
You were on the phone. Don't you guys know how to be polite?
You were on
phone manners.
The phone.
Lock the door.
Let's throw a grenade.
Well, luckily, I have a stick of dynamite on me.
Throw it out in the front yard.
All right, I like to throw it.
Okay, so as Tallahassee says that, as you finish up on the phone and you guys start kind of having a discussion, he nods out the window, and the two of you go into and also glance through the window, and you do see what looks like five people standing at various points on the sidewalks, in the street, and across the street, all of them standing, now looking very still, just staring at the house that you were all in, out in the darkness.
I go back to the phone and I call 911.
I start shooting at him.
I go back to the telephone and I call 911.
Wait a minute, how are we going to explain why we're
there's
we're
no
doing
time
here?
Not go outside with a stick of dynamite in my hand.
I'm not saying that there's time.
Signature Tallahassee move.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm saying that if we get the...
Say hi to Mayor Seidel for me, fellas. Ah!
The dynamite explodes, the glass breaks, and it goes into my other eye.
All right, so can I go back to the telephone and phone the police?
I would like to go outside and confront these ruffians.
Do they look like hobos, or are they like regular dudes?
I phone the police while Tallahassee...
The hobos are coming for you.
Holds a Willard and goes outside.
Don't let him hug you.
Okay, yeah. So are you guys talking about what you're going to do, or is this all in character?
No, I just went back to the phone. Yes, I went back to the phone and I phoned the police.
I locked the front door.
Okay.
Here, quick.
Bakersfield.
Hide under this glue rug.
Quick,
they'll never find
down.
Us here.
Okay, Dom Drinkard, you head back over to phone the police heroically. Bakersfield locks the door.
I feel like that's a smart call.
When we're in the house of a murdered woman?
Yeah, we didn't kill her. Why would we be afraid?
Why would we be in there?
Because we were investigating.
But we're...
How, you murdered her?
Random people in the house with bloodstains everywhere.
Yeah. And...
Yeah, all right.
I'm just trying to get the police coming toward the building or the home.
Tell them it's a different house.
That's what I was going to do.
Oh, we're on the same wavelength.
We're on the same wavelength. So I go back to the telephone and I phone the police and I say, it sounds like there's some sort of altercation at, what's this again, something Water Street?
816 Water Street.
I heard gunfire and... maybe dynamite.
Well,
please send as many.
You're accurate on all that.
As you can.
Hello, this is the police.
I'm just trying to get the police on the way.
This is the police. How may I help you?
Can you guys hear the police lights yet?
Maybe we should head out the back door and go down towards the river. Hop on a boat. Definitely gonna be one there.
I was gonna say.
Hello, this is the police. How may I help you?
Yes, I am down on Water Street, and I heard a commotion out in front of 816 Water Street. Maybe gunfire, there might have been dynamite going off, There's some sort of serious altercation and a bunch of bad dudes. Please send many cars.
I'm calling.
I am reporting a complaint of violence.
Calm down.
I just said 816 East Water Street.
That's our real address, you idiot.
Can you please get your head out of your butt? I'm not saying I live here. I'm saying that's where the altercation is. I am a neighbor on Water Street. I need you to please send the police because there is gunfire and there could potentially be serious injury or death.
To 816 Water Street.
I think you should calm down.
That is correct.
Okay, we'll send a police car or cruiser down your way as soon as possible. Please try to stay out of the altercation and stay safe, and please calm down.
Okay, I'm perfectly calm. You can tell by my British voice that I'm very calm.
Okay.
Police, Dom, you gotta be calm when you call him.
I'm very cold.
As soon as possible.
All right, thank you for sending the police.
Please stay indoors and stay away from the altercation.
Well, make it... It is a gunfight.
Just don't bring a knife. Okay, thank you.
I say, I don't intend to, and then I cock my gun menacingly.
Oh, no.
All right, I hang up the phone, and then I go back to join Tallahassee in the front room. In the parlor.
It's all one room.
I hang up the phone and I go to Jane. Oh, okay, then I don't have to leave anywhere, but I do hang up the phone and I turn my attention back to the front of the house. Tallahassee, have they done anything else? Have they moved?
Not yet. They're all just standing there, just staring at the house.
Not yet. They're all just standing there staring at us.
Should we go out the back?
Oh, I think I've seen this one before. That's Dirty Mike and the boys out there.
Should we push the button?
Pete, if your intention was to not send the police directly to your location, that is... You failed.
I did intend to send the police
directly.
We were
not on the same wavelength.
Guys, why would we send the police to a different location than the location
like
where the
gunfight? Like next door, so we don't
get
found out.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, because it scares the bums away, but we don't get found out.
No.
Because now they're coming straight into the house and we can't finish
searching. It's not going to scare the bums away.
Then why'd we call them?
The police are going to go where the gunfighting is. The goal is that we leave.
Tallahassee and the rest of you, they do start moving towards the house now.
All right, I step out front door.
You have asked this and you've been watching for it. You do see several of them have guns in their hands. Others have knives and one of them has like a club.
Do we want to have a standoff or do we want to try to escape out the back?
Oh.
Can we get a blackjack?
You can get a blackjack.
Oh, you can get a blackjack.
Can we get big, strong muscles?
Oh, you can get a blackjack.
All right, so are we going to have a standoff? Are we going to have a good old-fashioned American standoff? Or are we going to try to get out the back door and look for some sort of boat?
Well, I have diamond skin, so I'm good.
You can't bench press your way out of this one, Tallahassee.
He can certainly try.
There's five hobos, you say?
So, anyway, we start blasting.
So I started blasting.
So anyway, he started
blasting.
You
just stole my joke, butthole.
Like we should maybe book it.
I added to it.
Okay, so you went outside, Tallahassee?
Yeah, I was just going to stand out front, but we already called the police now.
We got your back.
All right, I just step out front, like one step out of the front door, and I point my gun at him, and I say... I was going to do that, but I say, stop right there. Don't come no closer. This is Tallahassee Turner you're dealing with.
Okay, Dom and Major Bakersfield, what are you doing when he steps outside?
Well, I've got I draw my 1911.
I also draw my 1911.
And?
We cover him from the door.
Yeah, cover him from the door.
Okay. All right, Tallahassee, as you step out, the rest of the individuals out on the street, they all kind of hesitate for a minute, and then they all turn towards you. They see you, and they all start coming towards you. The one in front, and he says, he looks over at you, and he says,
You're causing problems. You're causing problems for the ferryman. And the ferryman says he can't come if there's problems. So we need to clean up the mess. Clean up the problem so the ferryman can take us on the river.
They keep it.
Montgomery, is that you?
Tallahassee? What are you doing here? How'd your interview go with Dr. Phil McGann? You were on right after me, right?
I say, the only river you're gonna cross is the River Styx, and then I shoot him.
Oh, jeez. Aggressive.
I yell to the other guys and say, yeah. Guys, see if there's a boat in the river at the back. We gotta get out of here.
Oh, hey, there's a boat down there. I can see it from here.
It's a Tom Sawyer-style raft.
And then I shoot at the ground in front of them. And I say, you better stop.
Okay, so Dom, did you really step out and shoot people, or did you just want to give that line?
I just gave the line. I will hold my gun ready on them. So I step out, and I say, the only river you're going to be crossing is the river... No. Let me redo that. I step out onto the porch to the side of Tallahassee. And I say, if you take one step closer, the only river you're going to be crossing is the River Styx.
Okay, he takes one step closer.
I'd shoot him in the face. I shoot at his feet.
So they pause for a second, and they kind of look at each other back and forth. They look at you guys. You see they have the weapons in their hand. You see they have their weapons in their hands. Bakersfield, what are you doing?
You run out the back.
Okay, so you ran out the back. You're trying to see if there's a boat.
No boat idea.
Why would we not get away on a boat? Why is this a stupid idea?
Yeah,
why would there be a boat?
Because we're right by... These are all homes on the river. Why wouldn't they have boats? You don't think any of these homes...
The way he described the setting was that the backyard went all the way down to the edge of the river, and that... I don't remember if there was a pier thing.
Yeah, there is.
Oh, okay, yeah, then maybe there's a boat. Let's go find a boat.
So I'm like,
I have an idea. Let's find a boat. Bakersfield, see if there's a boat.
So, all right. So, Bakersfield, you're going back for the boat. Dom, are you going to go? Are you staying there to hold off with
I am.
Tallahassee, yeah, or are you going back with Bakersfield?
No, I've got Tallahassee's back, and I said that cool line, so I can't turn around and run.
Okay. All right. Tallahassee has diamond skin, by the way, while you have mushy skin.
Yeah.
Just as a reminder.
Dom, get your lotion skin back inside.
Pretty sure that even with diamond skin, Tallahassee would still get riddled full of holes if he took five shots all at once.
Yeah, but then I'd go down in a blaze of glory.
You seem to be obsessed with going down in a blaze of glory.
I've tried like 16 times already. I've lived through everything.
Yep, he's invincible. It's his curse.
All right, I've got his back. I have my gun readied on those mother fudges in the front yard.
Whoa!
All right, what is everybody's dex?
My dex is quite high. It's
60.
Can I pull out my
150.
Whistle? 150. My whistle and summon Slotty while I'm running down to the boats?
It takes like
boats,
30
boats?
Minutes.
This really escalated quickly.
My dex is 65.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Is there a trident anywhere?
Oh, there's a trident. Pete, yours is 65?
Correct.
I really just want to stab a guy with a trident.
Tallahassee, what's your dex?
60.
Okay. Sam, what's yours?
60.
Okay.
I'm the fastest in your stupid faces. Even though we're on the same team. I hope they shoot Tallahassee if they have to shoot somebody.
Yeah, you stood right to the side of me.
Because he's going to die.
Dom's like kind of hanging over his shoulder, like hiding behind him.
No, he's like hugging around me.
I have going over the river. I have partial cover.
His arms are coming around, holding a gun, like right at my belly button.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am ghosting him from behind.
Looks like I got four arms. I got four forearms.
I'm ghosting Tallahassee. What's Gooby doing but with guns?
You're a totem pole?
Kind of like a totem pole, but...
totem pole.
It's only half-size totem pole. Totem pole junior.
You guys better knock it off.
You guys had your guns out.
Yes.
Yep.
We had our guns readied so that our cool lines could be even cooler.
All right. The two, there are two that are in front that are closest to you.
Yeah.
One has a gun in his hand. The other has a knife. There's another that's off to your left that's at the edge of the yard. So I guess these two guys are kind of both right at the edge of the yard. It's not a long yard, so I guess we'd probably say they're like maybe 30 feet from you at this point, or 20. There's a guy over to kind of the corner from you in the street a little ways off to your left, and there are two more to your right in the street. The guy to the left also has a gun, and one of the guys in the street looks like he has a club, and the other looks like he has a gun also.
Jeez.
He got a blackjack?
Yeah, he's got a blackjack. Okay, so they stop for a second when you said that, but then they look at each other, and then they keep moving towards you, and they start raising, the ones with guns start raising their guns. So, since you both had your guns up and readied, I will let you go first. So, Dom, you have the higher dex at 65, and since you have a readied firearm, you go at 65 plus 50. So,
well,
so what would you like to do?
I guess I will fire three shots against the closest one that has a gun.
Okay. All right, roll it, and you're going to have a, you know, your penalty die. On the two follow-up
shots. Penalty
die
for all three shots, correct?
I believe...
So I have no penalty die for the first shot, but I have a penalty die for the two subsequent shots. Is that correct?
I don't know why I can never remember this, but... yes.
Alright. Here we go. Shot number one. I'm gonna murder a man, guys.
That's my boy. I feel like running for a boat is kind of pointless at this point.
Yeah, you're a wuss bag.
Run around the side of the house.
So my first shot, I rolled a one.
Ooh.
Jeez.
Jeez.
So he's probably dead. The second shot I missed, I rolled a 74. And the third shot, I also missed. I rolled an 88. But I rolled a one on the first shot.
Okay, roll your damage. That's going to be an impale, so...
Which what's the damage on an M1911? Is that a D8?
No.
It is a D10 plus 2.
A D10 plus 2, so plus 10 more, right?
Yeah, an impale is a max damage, and then you roll again.
All right. Let's see. 12 plus 4 is 16.
Do you get another plus 2?
No, I did... the plus 2. Okay. So I got 4 plus 2 plus 10. So 16 damage.
Okay, so yeah.
He
so
explodes.
They start moving forward, and Dom draws a bead with his 1911, pulls the trigger, and takes the first one right between the eyes. And he drops to the ground in the grass, the unkempt grass, with the rain falling from the sky. And... soaking this man as he falls to the ground and stops moving. His other two shots go wide, but it doesn't matter since the first seemed to do the job.
Nobody else move.
Tallahassee Turner, what do you do?
Yeah, does that startle any of them? Do they just keep moving forward, or do they get scared and run away or anything?
They haven't stopped moving, but you guys are both acting pretty close to each other. So in the split second between your two actions, you haven't noticed any change.
Okay. I hurry and run back inside.
Close and lock the door.
My plan has worked perfectly.
Screw you, Dom.
Maybe we should have run for the boat.
Yeah, I'm regretting my decision. All right, I shoot the dude.
I told you, Benny. I told you.
On the left with the gun.
The dude on the left with a gun?
Yeah.
Wait, there were five dudes, right? How many of them had guns?
Three of them that you can see.
Three of them? Okay.
Yeah. You shot one guy with a gun. There's another guy with a gun on your left. The other guy that was closest to you looked like he had a knife. And then the other two guys on the right, one had a gun and one had a blackjack.
Yeah, and I thought the guy on the left was closer. Is that right?
Yes.
Or were they all about the same?
The one with the gun on the left is closer than the two on the right. There's another guy that's closer.
Okay, Josh.
There's another guy that's closer than the guy on the left, but he has a knife.
Right. Yeah, I just want to shoot the dude with the gun on the left.
Okay. Yeah, he's on your left. He's at the edge of the yard, kind of on the corner of the yard.
Okay. Were you saying if I shoot three times, the first one does not get a penalty die?
I just looked at the rules, and it's actually all of them are supposed to have a penalty die.
You want me to re-roll that one?
No, and I don't get why all of them get a penalty die, because you shouldn't have a penalty die in your first shot. Your follow-up shots are the harder ones, firing your first shot.
Well, there's not really any risk to shooting three times versus one if you don't have a penalty die on the first one.
True. That's a good point. So, yes, we'll add the penalty die on all three shots.
All right, I'm just going to shoot once then, because I'm not the greatest with firearm.
Okay.
And I missed.
Should have shot three times.
Yeah, seriously. I got a 76 out of 57, so I missed.
Okay. All right, Tallahassee Turner, you pull up your 1911, take a shot at the guy on the to your left at the corner of the yard as he's coming towards you. You pull the trigger, there's the explosion of the bullet and a bright flash, but you don't see anything happen to the guy as he keeps moving forward. You must have gone just shot a little high.
That's a warning shot.
So they see the one guy go down, but they keep moving forward. They seem very driven here. Major Bakersfield, you ran out the back?
Yeah. Yeah. As soon as I hear the gunshots, though, I decide to go back around the side of the house that I first came up.
Okay.
You're not going back for a boat.
At this point, I don't know. It seems kind of pointless to go find a boat just to come back and be like, there's a boat, guys! Because the altercation will be over at that point.
That's fair.
Bakersfield, as you come out and you look out the back, you don't see a boat at the pier, but it does look like there is somebody in a boat nearby on the river driving, like, fairly close.
Uh-oh.
I shoot him.
Die, ferryman, die.
Okay, we probably need to get the cluck out of here. How close is that boat, the boater guy? Does it look like I could run down to the water and...
He's not... I mean, the river's fairly wide. He's not, like, to the middle of the river or anything. He's closer to your side. Like, if you ran down there, you could see him fairly clearly. He could probably see you. He could probably hear you from there, I guess, if that's what you are wondering.
All right, I start hooping. All right. I start running towards the boat and hooting and hollering, shooting my gun in the air like in a Mexican standoff.
He immediately speeds away.
Yeah, if your goal is to get him his attention to come help you, that might not be the best way to...
Just kidding. I start waving my hands in the air. Hey, hey.
Okay.
Bowman, come here. Help.
Okay, hang on. Let me...
And then I moon him. Not really.
Oh, you moon him? Okay, the moon, the light glints off your reflective rear end and catches his eye beautifully in the sun, in the reflected moonlight. As you're yelling, he turns his head and he looks towards you. Major Bakersfield, you're running back. You start shouting at the man in the boat. He's in a little, just kind of little one prop boat out there. You see he has a fishing rod. And maybe he's on his way back in from a little fishing expedition. As you're yelling, he looks up for a second like he's not sure if he heard it. And then he turns towards you and sees you as you're yelling at him. What did you yell exactly? Help?
Hey, help! Over here! Over here! We need help!
So he sees you, he hears you yelling help, and he does in fact turn his prop and start, motoring over towards you.
Motorboat
me!
Yeah.
I lift up my shirt and start shaking it.
So he starts coming over towards you, towards the pier that you're standing on. As you see him, getting a better look at him, he looks like an older guy. He's got a hat that's kind of pulled down. He looks very, kind of a grizzled older gentleman.
Yes.
Wearing a blue coat. Blue sea coat. As he's driving towards you.
Yes!
All right. Okay. Around at the top of the round. So, the guy that's closest to you with a knife, he rushes towards you, Tallahassee Turner. And he goes to try to stab you with his knife. He brings it up, and he goes to stab you right in the dang face. So, do you want to fight
good
back
thing
or
you
dodge?
Got diamond face.
Can I fight back?
Yeah, you can fight back.
Headbutt his knife.
But if you remember, you have to get a greater degree of success than he does.
Right. So I'll fight back. I'll try to smack him in the head with my pistol as I dodge the knife swipe.
All right.
I got a 70. I failed.
Okay, he got a success.
He got an extreme fail.
All right, so he comes in. He sees you guy kind of trying to faint. But he reads your feint and comes in and brings that knife in right to your side. Even though I said he tried to stab you in the face. But that was his feint. Faked out. Got you, Caladan. Got you, Pat-a-Patty-Purner.
Pat-a-Happy.
Does he have a soldering iron?
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, sorry. Jeez. I can't talk today. yeah, so he brings that knife in, and you feel it hit your side. You feel it catch in your clothes, and there's almost like a little, like, the feeling of an impact.
You feel them diamonds?
But
I wink at him.
Yeah. You feel the impact of the pressure, but it doesn't break your diamond skin. And he does look puzzled as this knife just seems to skid along your ribs, slicing like open your clothes a little bit. But you're going to take... Where's this one? Okay, 4 damage off your diamond skin.
Yeah. Okay, just so everybody's aware, I had 18 diamond skin.
Oh, in addition to your regular skin?
On top of your reggy rag?
Yeah.
On top of his regular skin.
So I got 14 diamond.
As Tallahassee, the invincible, steps out into the melee again. Okay, so the guy coming towards you on the left, he pulls up his gun and he takes a shot at you, Tallahassee Turner. Also, you shot at him.
If he's firing into
back.
Melee, isn't that a penalty die?
That's a good point. Domdrum card.
Back up. Yeah, Metakeeper for
Meta
us.
Metakeeper, yeah.
About freaking time.
In those bad guys' faces.
They have to roll sanity now because this dude has diamond skin.
Firing into melee. Yeah, one penalty die. Okay. All right. So, yeah, he takes a shot trying to hit you, Tallahassee Turner. But he might have, but did not, in fact. He fires his gun, and you hear it crack into the side of the house next to you, just over your shoulder.
I wink at him, blow him a kiss.
That's your whole turn. Puzzled. But yeah, all these guys have like threadbare, torn clothing, ragged like gloves. They do look like hobos, a bunch of murder hobos. Now is what they appear to be coming towards you. But yeah, they have grungy, dirty hair, unshaven faces. One of the guys on the street, he runs up to the edge of the yard and he pulls up his gun. He takes a shot at you, Dondrenkard.
That bat bastard. I might die, guys.
Dondrenkard, you are not in melee. Why?
Hide your head in your shirt.
I hide my head.
Okay.
Into your turtle shell.
Uh-oh. That's
good. He rolled a one.
Okay. Okay, Dom, that's going to be 7 points of damage.
Oh, are you dead?
Dom,
What's your total hit points?
No, I'm not really dead.
Did he shoot your body off?
He shot my body off.
What's your total hit points, Dom?
12.
Ooh,
you're going to have to roll a con roll.
You need to roll a con roll.
Uh-oh.
Yikes.
Here I go.
And I need you to mark your
major wound.
Major wound.
All right, I have marked major wound. Guys, I don't want to pass out.
He passed out. His head explodes.
His penis falls off.
You roll 100?
I rolled a 68 out of 65.
Spend some luck.
Can I spend some luck on bro? That kind of roll? Can I spend luck on that rope?
Yeah, maybe they'll leave you alone if you pass out. All right, Tallahassee can diamond skin them all to death.
Unless it's Dirty Mike.
I'm going to spend luck and stay awake.
Okay, that's pretty close. Okay, so that shot hits you. Let's see, where does it hit you?
Not in the balls, hopefully.
Right in the balls.
Now you have three balls.
One
balls
off. Shot off one of your balls, and now you only have two.
You guys are up to your balls and jugglers.
Yeah.
Balls and jugglers.
So Dom, this shot comes in and hits you down on your hip, and it knocks you back a little bit. You stagger and your eyes almost go black from it. And you luckily happen to just lean into the house and hit your head on a little bell hanging near the door that dings. And you bap it with your head. And just that extra little shock is enough to keep you from blacking out from the shock and the pain of the gunshot that hits you. But you have definitely, you know that you're hurting. Blood starts to pour immediately. And you know you're going to need to get that attended to pretty quickly, or you might be in big trouble.
Tallahassee, fall back!
Dom, are you okay? Dom, get up! Can you hear me? Are you alright? Dom! Dom, get up! You gotta do this!
So that was the second gun guy. The other guy with the blackjack in the street starts making a beeline right for you guys, but he can't quite make it up to you before the end of the round there. We're going to go, to our regular scheduled program of Dex order. So, Dom, this is going to be you. What do you do?
So I can't shoot the guy who stabbed Tallahassee, right? I can't
you
say
can.
That's point-blank range and just shoot him in the face.
Yeah, you can try. You are firing into melee, so you'll take a penalty die, but you are point blank range, so it will counter that penalty die. But if you fire more than once, you'll take another penalty die, so you'll be at one penalty die overall total if you fire more than one shot. If you fire one shot, you won't have a penalty die.
So
can you shoot
all
and
the
run?
Two yeah. There's two guys left with guns, right?
Yes.
There's two guys left with guns.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, as Abe asked, can you move and shoot at the same
spray
time?
And pray.
Yes.
Where am I exactly? Am I in
the
house?
You guys are both just standing like in the doorway from what I gathered.
So can I kind of shift myself behind the doorway so that I'm kind of firing from cover?
If you want to shoot and then move back into the doorway, then yeah, I'd let you do that.
Okay, I'm going to do
basically
that.
Basically, you're kind of firing as you're retreating, is the way I'm thinking of it.
All right, I'm going to fire off 3 shots against the son of a bitch who shot me.
Okay, by the way, if you get a bad enough fumble on these, you are going to get a penalty die with this. If you get a bad enough miss, you could hit Tallahassee.
That seems unfair.
Or no, you're firing at the guy who shot you, so the guy that's over on
yes.
by the street.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you were firing at the guy in melee. So yeah, you'll take a penalty die, so go for it. Yeah, as you're backing up, you fire these 3 shots at the guy that's close to the street.
All right, I've rolled a 95. So that's a miss.
That was almost a malfunction.
I rolled a 38, which is a hit.
Ooh, shoot him right in the nipples.
And then I roll a 31, which is also a hit.
Yeah.
So 2 hits.
Dom with a vengeance.
A Benjamin.
Okay. A Benjamin.
All right. So 10 plus 2, 1d10 plus 2 on both of those, correct?
Jeez. Yeah. Yeah, roll your damage.
I got 6, and then I got... God, fudge, dude. I got 9 total.
9 total?
So I rolled a 6, and then I rolled 3.
Okay.
You don't get any pluses?
So I rolled a 4, plus 2 is 6, then I rolled a 1, plus 2 is 3, so I rolled 9.
Okay, so your first shot hits him, like, in the chest, and your second shot just kind of wings him on the side.
Definitely,
wings him in the nuts. Long ways.
Long ways.
So now you know he's only got 2. Okay. So it does stagger him a little bit, and he kind of starts leaning to one side, but he's still standing up. He actually goes down to 1 knee, we'll say.
Wait, does he make a con roll?
Yeah, he does make a con roll. Good call.
Woohoo! Meta keeping over here. Meta keeping.
Oh, did you pull an Abe?
Yeah, I did, but I caught it. I caught it. I didn't pull a complete Abe. All right, he succeeded.
It was
so
a semi.
He drops down to 1 knee, but he stays awake. He stays conscious.
Still standing, still strong.
He's still standing, still strong.
I'm so mad that I rolled a 1.
All right, so Dom, as you're backing up into the house, Tallahassee, you see Dom take a bad shot as you see blood explode out right at his hip on his waist.
Loser.
And he starts backing up into the house. You hear him grunt. You hear him grunting, but he doesn't go down. He still fires back into the fracas in the street as he's moving back into the house, hopefully trying to find some cover. So Tallahassee Turner, what do you do?
So can I just blow this guy's brains out that's standing right in front of me, and then can I fall back and close the door?
Yes. It'll be a straight roll. You won't take a penalty unless you fire more than 1 shot. Since you're point blank, but he's also a melee, so we'll cancel that. But if I am going to give him a chance to fight back, so if you miss, he will get a chance to stab at you again. Since you are so close in this melee, it's still kind of like
stab
a contestant.
You first.
Like you're trying
if he does
to
multiple shots from point blank, shouldn't he cancel out his penalty die?
He's also in melee with this guy, which would give him a penalty die.
Oh.
Because, like, I know he's close, but they're also kind of, like, moving back and forth, trying to attack and dodge each other. So he's actively trying to avoid Tallahassee Turner's blows. You know what I mean? So it does make it a little bit harder to try and draw a bead on him.
All right. I don't really have very good hands.
Shoot him at run. What do you have, 45?
You can shoot him.
57. But he gets 1 time to try to...
Fight back, yeah.
Fight back. All right, I will try 3 shots.
Okay, cool. Roll it.
That's a fail, 93. That is a 9, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Success, 37 out of 57. Nice. And success, 25 out of 57.
Dang. Yeah.
So that's a hard success right there.
Cool. Mm. Okay, roll your damage.
1d10 plus 2 plus point blank, right? So isn't that a...
It's not any increased damage.
Oh, it's not an impale or whatever?
Yeah.
No, you have to get an
That's only if you get a critical.
Alright, there's a 5 plus 2 is 7. And a 7 plus 2 is 9.
Dang.
So 16.
Yeah, you shot him in half long ways.
So you shoot him in half long ways. So Tallahassee...
Do his bowels release?
So Tallahassee, as he stabs into you with that knife and it scrapes along your side, you see him just pause for a second in just shock and puzzlement as his eyes go wide and he's just like confused as to why this knife didn't pierce your skin. And then he glances up at you and you kind of laugh and put the gun right to his head and pull the trigger.
And I say, this is what I call a hobo side.
Oh my god. I'm about to murder hobo.
Good grief.
Hobo. His eyes go wide right before your gun explodes. And he drops to the ground. So Tallahassee Turner, all right, are you also shuffling back with Dom?
Yeah. Fall back.
Okay. You guys both
I already have.
You guys are both moving back into the doorway. Major Bakersfield, what are you doing?
As soon as I got the dude in the boat to come towards us, I started running back towards the house.
Okay.
Just wait right there. We'll be right back.
He waves at you. Okay, you're just running? Are you yelling to the other guys?
Dom! Tallahassee, get out of here. We got a boat. Let's go.
Come on. I can't move.
Tallahassee, carry him. He's been shot.
Okay, so Bakersfield makes it. You're back up close to the back door. You're yelling into the back door. Tallahassee and Dom,
we got a boat. Let's get out of here.
You hear Bakersfield screaming at you from the back door as you see these other guys starting to swarm towards the front door. So, Dom, what are you doing?
Dom's been hit. Come help.
I'm running towards the back door.
Okay, so
yeah,
you start.
I run towards Dom and I scoop him up in my arms and carry him across the threshold.
Can
I
he still
my new,
run around?
New bride.
You're kind of hobbling, Dom. You're not in good shape.
Yeah, I'm dying.
So you're not moving. You're not moving very quick. But if you want to make up more, like, if you want to get more distance, then you need to focus on moving and not trying to fire your gun or anything else. If you choose just to move, you'll get a lot more distance than if you're trying to fight back and fire while you're moving.
Tallahassee, let's get out of here. And then I do that. I start hobbling towards the back.
All right, okay. Throw the door closed and put his arm around my neck, kind of around my shoulders, and I try to help him run out.
Did you lock the door?
Yes.
I'm going to say no, since he had to get reminded by Bakersfield in the back.
Dang it. Come on, guys.
All right, so Tallahassee, you grab onto Dom Drunkard and start dragging him towards the back door as you hear shouts. And actually, no, that's the weird thing is you don't hear any shouts. These people have been incredibly quiet as you hear the footsteps running towards. You hear gunshots ringing out from the front of the house. You hear glass breaking as the bullets come smashing into the house and in through the windows. So, let's see. Ooh. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so... Tallahassee, you're dragging Dom towards the back door. You guys make it most of the way through the living room. You're getting through the doorway of the kitchen. You hear three more gunshots from the front yard. You hear him slam into the house. You hear them. You hear glass breaking as they go through the window. Tallahassee, you feel an impact in your back as you're going through the kitchen door, and you feel something whiz right past your face and slam into the wall in the back of the kitchen. Tallahassee, you're going to take 6 more damage off your diamond skin. And you feel the impact, and it pushes you forward, but you know it hasn't broken through that diamond skin.
Go on without me.
You think you might have like a bruise or a contusion on the inside, but it is incapable of puncturing through your diamond-hard, magical, invincible Tallahassee skin.
I'll hold them off.
You see Bakersfield standing there near the back door as he's shouting at you. So Bakersfield, what do you do?
Take Dom.
I run over. Yeah, I scoop Dom up in my arms.
Okay, and you carry him like a baby?
You're not carrying me. We can do the thing where we're like...
That's way too slow. So let me carry you.
I don't think carrying me is any faster.
I carry him anyways. He can't fight back. He's too wounded.
Yep.
He can't resist me.
You don't have
me.
A choice. Bakersfield scoops you up into his arms and carries you like a damsel in distress as he races back towards towards the pier, where you see a small little motorboat waiting there for you. And then you realize why in the army they called him Mr. Damsel Saver. As he races in the moonlight down the pier. Okay, Tallahassee, you're backing up towards the back door. You see the front door open up as that first guy with the... that was closest. Let's see.
Throw the kitchen door close.
There was the other gun guy that was at the corner that you guys hadn't taken out. That was the other guy shooting. So he bursts in, and he's got his gun pointed at you. You see the other guy with the blackjack that's coming in right behind him. Okay, Tallahassee, what do you do?
Yeah, I want to keep shooting as I'm falling away.
Okay.
Or falling back, I mean.
All right, roll. All
right, I'm going to take 3 shots at that dude right in the doorway.
That guy has 9 damage already.
Oh, well, I already got 90, so...
Right. Is this the guy that was shot, or is this the other guy with the gun who was not yet shot?
No, you shot him.
There were 3 gun guys. I killed the first one.
This is the guy that hasn't been... This is the guy that hasn't been shot.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because he killed...
You see the other guy with the gun, and he's... you see him through the front window.
All right. My first shot, I got 2 90s, so miss. Second shot is a 45, so that's a success. Third shot is 80, so that's a miss.
All right,
so I got one hit.
Cool, roll it.
1d10, 1. Plus 2 is 3.
Okay.
Barely graze his nipple ring.
Yeah, that was pretty bad shooting.
It was a good thing we sent the best combat guy back to look for a boat.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not my fault you guys didn't think of the boat.
You hear the chime as it grazes his nipple ring. It does a little bit of damage, but not enough to really slow him down.
Not enough to pull the ring out of his nip.
Yeah, you're just kind of firing back blindly almost as you make your way, as you run back through the back door. As the remaining murder hobos from the street, those boaters come bursting through the front of the house. Tallahassee, you're now sprinting. Major Bakersfield, Dom Drunkard, you guys have both about reached the boat on the pier.
Okay, we turn around and we cover him.
The guy that's in the boat reaches up and he then takes Dom Drunkard from Major Bakersfield's arms and cradles
him over like a baby
lovingly and lays him down and swaddles him.
I got this baby boy. Hurry up.
In the boat. Swaddles him up in a blanket that he had. Pats him on the head.
This doesn't happen. I am going to fight and shoot my gun to cover Tallahassee.
So Bakersfield,
I am not cradled like a baby.
I put my hand over his mouth and go shh.
I am not cradled on the boat to him? Like a baby.
I shove pills in his mouth and go, pills are good.
I am standing on one
Dom
leg.
Dom is trying to
the
argue
boat,
as the man of the boat and Major Bakersfield
makes his escape.
Swaddle him into the small boat and put their finger over
I am not being swaddled.
There's nothing you can do about it, Dom.
I am fighting like a man.
It's much easier if you just hold still.
I am fighting like a man.
And you bleed out.
In Pete's mind, he's just like, blasting guys left and right, but it's just this fantasy, this delirious pain fantasy as he's swaddled in a little baby blanket.
I hate this game.
Okay, so Tallahassee Turner, you're sprinting back towards, you see Dom, and he's trying to pull his gun up to cover you as you are running back towards the pier. Bakersfield, what are you doing?
Oh, I turn around. Bright eyes.
Terrible. Every moment.
Yeah, I turn around.
And I need you now tonight. I need you more than ever.
This is what's playing in Dom's head as he's looking up at Bakersfield like,
why does this keep coming back to me?
Okay. Are the boaters or the hobos out the back door too at this point?
The murder hobos.
Not yet.
All right. Well, then I turn back towards, Tallahassee.
I
or towards
also,
the back door, and I ready my 1911 point at the door.
I also ready my firearm as I lay swaddled in a blanket on the...
Okay, so I think I'm just going to play this out since we're about clear of this position.
Go, there's too many hobos.
Tallahassee, you're getting pretty close to the boat. Those guys are coming through the house. Bakersfield's covering you. Dom Drunkard is covering you. They're firing back as you're running away. The guy in the boat now maybe looks like he's having some second thoughts about having come over here. So, Tallahassee, you're sprinting towards the pier. Bakersfield, you're firing back at the house as you all climb into the boat as quickly as you can once Tallahassee gets to you, Major Bakersfield. And the owner of the boat guns the engine as you guys speed away from the little dock and away from the house behind you. As you look back, you see the three remaining murder hobos running out down near the dock. And you see the flashing red and blue of police lights coming down the street on the other side of the house.
You're welcome.
Yeah, a lot of good they did.
As you both speed along the river to the west, away and out of range of the guns of the murder hobos that are coming towards you, the boaters, whose eyes just kind of glaze over as they all watch in unison as you guys drive away.
Nice.
So you're breathing heavily. Major Bakersfield, you know that Dom Drunkard is in bad shape and he might need some medical attention.
Yeah, I was going to say I want to apply some first aid.
Okay, roll your first aid.
All right, 52 out of 70. Success.
Oh, nice. Okay, so Dom, you are stabilized, so you will no longer... Yeah, I guess you will recover one health. You're stabilized, so you're not going to bleed out or anything like that. And so he gets you bandaged up, and it does look like he's going to be able to stop the bleeding from getting any worse than it is already. Tallahassee Turner, you look down. You're watching Bakersfield work on Dom up at the front of the boat. You turn back towards the guy that's driving the boat, who is an older dude. He's got a bit of a beard. It's graying. He's got graying, kind of iron gray hair. He's wearing like a newsboy cap. He's got a blue old pea coat that looks like it's definitely seen a few days out at sea. He looks up at you and he says, "Hey, you're Tallahassee Turner."
Captain?
There's a bit of a dust up you guys got into back there. Good to meet you. Name's Carl. Captain Carl Runch.
Yes! Yes! Woo!
And this...
Pleasure to meet you.
...is how Tallahassee and Captain Runch first met.
Oh. This magic moment.
Lightless Beacon is a...
When you're running.
In 1926, so it's after this. So they already know each other when he meets him to tell him his story.
Carl, if you ever need anything, let me know.
You know.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, I think I got some good stories you could put in some of them dumb books you write.
Yeah. I've definitely spiced my books up a little bit.
Yeah, first time you wrote a good one. At least this one would be true.
They're all true.
This one will be true.
As you guys speed off down the river, the sun has gone down. It is dark. And a sinister weight seems to have fallen over the city of Arkham. As the clues you have followed have led you to, it seems, just more and more bodies. More and more deaths in the wake of whatever this is going on. Though, you think you might finally know who it is that's causing all of it.
Little baby boy, hey little guy, you're safe now, little guy, little baby boy. You go just, well, I will just keep you all up nice and warm, little baby boy. Hey, look, I got a little binky here for you. Just pop this right in.
I'm not a baby boy.
I'm magnificent. You're the one all swaddled up.
You're the one that just
being nursed back to health.
I just stepped out onto the porch and protected Tallahassee with no diamond skin.
He had diamond skin. He didn't need your protection.
I didn't. I am a bloody hero, and I'm being treated like a baby.
No. You're acting like a baby, so you're a baby.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to this episode of The Arkham Files. This is Peter, more commonly known as the voice of Dom Grunkard, among other things. But most importantly, the best-looking member of the Arkham Files. I don't care what Abe says. Alex recently pointed you to our merch store for some sweet Dr. Simi underpants. We have a lot of other good stuff available, such as a Dohaven t-shirt, if you want to look like a national treasure everywhere you go. Check us out on patreon.com/TheArkhamFiles. Where you can sign up to receive amazing bonuses, such as bonus episodes and access to our exclusive Gilded server, so you can talk to more of the cast than just me. Also, check us out on social media, hit subscribe on whichever podcast platform you're listening to us on right now, to get alerted every time that we have a new episode. Thanks again for listening, subscribing, and interacting. Be dangerous and stay sane.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.